The first reading is taken from the prophecy of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice. Because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, and the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is taken from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts. Epiphany grabs the human imagination, and particularly overseas. Traditions like baking Epiphany cake in Latin and Central America and in Europe. A sweet bread made in a crown-like circle containing raisins or chocolate chips, decorated with sweets on top to look like precious jewels and bits of orange peel. Or perhaps you could take a winter break in Prague and bathe in the refreshingly cold waters of the Vltava River. In Moscow, they're braver still, plunging into a cross-shaped hole in the ice. In Greek Orthodoxy, young men or boys wait for a cross to be tossed into the waters, into the sea or the river, and the successful retriever of that one cross is said to gain favour from God. Traditionally, on this feast day in the West, which we're celebrating one day early, of course, we think about those enigmatic figures whom we usually call the three kings or the wise men. And we only read of these people in Matthew's gospel. And although we place crowns on their heads, these wise men or magi were basically outsiders, foreigners, non-Jewish people with different beliefs than the Jewish people, coming from places possibly like Iraq, Iran, or Saudi Arabia, as we know them now. Stargazers who understood the movements of the night sky. Nowhere are we told there were actually three kings. We know that there were three gifts given, but it's quite possible that these wise men were far more numerous than the tradition has. The tradition of these three kings have also been given names: Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. And this has led to another Epiphany Day tradition where the initials are placed in chalk. It's called chalking the door. And CMB is chalked over the door. And at the very start, so for this year, you'll have the number 20 and a cross, and then a C, a cross, an M, a cross, a B, a cross, and a 25. CMB, with the date of the year either side. And that is an acronym for Christus Mansionem Benedictat, or Christ Bless This House. This Christian custom of chalking the door, of course, has a biblical precedent. It may resonate with you, the story of the Passover, when the Israelites daubed blood on the doorposts to protect their homes. And this Epiphany-type practice is done year on year, giving protection until the following year, protection from evil spirits on the home. Luke's gospel tells us that the first visitors to see Jesus, of course, were the shepherds, the locals, the poor people. But for Matthew, the Magi is a representation of the rest of the world, the Gentiles, the gift of good news for all people. This is God's revelation for everyone. And that is what Epiphany means. Revelation. Something has been made known to us. You may have heard the phrase, or even experienced yourself an epiphany moment in your life when you were given a clear message or direction and you felt, yes, this is an epiphany moment for me. Last week I spent some time in Winchester Cathedral, taking some quiet time away from the masses in the shops looking for those bargains in the sales. I found myself alone in a side chapel called the Epiphany Chapel. And the windows there had a familiarity about them, and I shouldn't have been surprised because I discovered later they were designed by Burns Jones, who of course designed our own west window and the window in the Memorial Chapel. And those windows in Winchester Cathedral, the main window at the end of the chapel, shows the three wise men. And one is of dark skin, and I felt one had a slightly more feminine appearance. And actually, when I was placing our own figures in the nativity scene last night, one has dark skin, and one has, it seems to me, a more feminine appearance. And that can only mean that this gift really is for everyone to enjoy and to accept. And in fact, that inscription in Winchester says, "The Gentiles shall come to thy light and kings to the brightness of thy rising." And that is, of course, a quote from our first reading today in our translation. "Nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn." It was from the 4th century when the meanings came to be attached to these gifts. The gifts the Magi brought, the gold, the frankincense and myrrh, when they opened their treasure chests. And they've been given some significance to those gifts. As we shall sing in our closing hymn today, "Sacred gifts of mystic meaning, incense doth their God disclose, gold the King of Kings proclaimeth, myrrh his sepulchre foreshows." It wasn't just a case of them laying before Christ these lovely looking precious presents, but a sense of laying down before him gifts that were part of their own way of life, their livelihood, and placing everything in front of Jesus to honour him and to acknowledge his own kingship, that it was far greater than their own importance. The Epiphany was indeed a revelation, but it led to a revolution. Their lives turned around in that moment. Perhaps those people were used to people kneeling in front of them, and now it was their turn to bend the knee in front of the King of Kings and to be changed forever. We are told they were warned in a dream to go home another way, to avoid King Herod. But it wasn't just a journey that was changing. How would their lives be transformed by this moment, I wonder? Meeting Jesus to discover a new way home. And perhaps too, in this new year for us, are we prepared to open our own treasure chests of gifts before Christ, whatever they may be? Open our hearts and our minds, as the Magi did, to allow what God may reveal to us in our own lives. For we too can experience our own little epiphanies. And when we experience those epiphanies, we have to allow Jesus to change us too. We have to allow Jesus to give us a flexibility of mind to travel home a different way, another road. Are we prepared to open our hearts and minds to Jesus afresh this year and be prepared to take another road? Amen.